This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Zimbabwe is in crisis. A Catholic archbishop is calling for massive street protests to force the ouster of President Robert Mugabe. Pius Numbe is from Bulawayo.
The time is now. We have to stand up now against these people. We must just stand up to this government. People are angry enough now. We are not their property. We are not going to be held to ransom. And we must be ready to stand even in front of blazing guns.
We turn now to Dr. Douglas Kwatidzo. He's the chairman of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. He's seen the victims of police brutality, including those who were injured when police violently broke up what activists say was a peaceful prayer meeting. Dr. Kwatidzo is in Washington, D.C. today, speaking to members of Congress about the recent assaults on government critics. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you.
You have treated some of the opposition leaders in Zimbabwe who say they were beaten by police earlier this month after a protest. What were their injuries? How badly were they beaten?
If I can start by saying that in total we saw about 64 victims of this exercise, 59 that had evidence of injuries, 20 had to be admitted in hospital. And four of them had actually serious injuries warranting admission to a high care unit. And the kind of injuries that they had were ranging from soft tissue, you know, injuries, bruises, abrasions, going all the way to fractured bones. And some of them had suffered some kind of a concussion or so, you know, whilst they were in police custody.
Could you describe a specific case of someone who was beaten?
Without actually giving specific names, but I can just give examples. You know, like there's an old woman, 64 years old, who was beaten at one of the police stations, and she was made to lie down and beaten with baton sticks. And she had extensive bruises, you know, ranging from the shoulders down to the buttocks. You know, they were very huge bruises. And she also had fractures of the left ulna, which is one of the bones of the forearm, and the left fibula, which is one of the bones in the leg.
And did she tell you what she had been arrested for?
Well, she was part of the group that organized to hold a prayer meeting. And she says that's the reason why they were taken in, and she was beaten together with the others.
Are you seeing more active resistance from regular folks who might not have been willing, might have been afraid before to protest?
Well, as a doctors association, we don't actually focus on the resistance. What we look at is mostly the results of that resistance. But
injuries.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess when you see more people injured, you can get an idea that there is more and more, you know, resistance. Because I think there is some kind of direct relationship between the resistance and the number that are injured.
Hmm. Is Zimbabwe now at a tipping point? A turning point politically?
See, the Zimbabwean situation is very complex. You know, one, we've been looking at this tipping point for a very long time. It looks like the turning point is not really a point. It looks like it's a very long cave.
Not a turning point so much as a curve.
Yeah, it's a curve. It's not a very sharp curve. It looks like it's a very long one.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has been saying it's the turning point, or we've gone to the bottom of it, so we must be coming up. But it looks like the bottom is never... We're never reaching the bottom. It keeps on going down.
So that's at the moment a rather pessimistic
view. It is sadly so.
Dr. Kwatidzo, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Douglas Kwatidzo is chairman of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights.